You are listening to the Leadership or Delete sidebar episode. Join Austin and Dice as they put some smoke in the air.
Welcome to another edition of Leadership of the Leaf, sidebar edition.
Oh, I like sidebars.
Love sidebars. My name's Austin.
And I'm Dice.
And Dice, I gotta know, what are you smoking?
What I'm smoking is a Blanco cigar, and it's called Above and Beyond. And it's dedicated to like police and fire department and stuff, first responders. Is geared towards that. And I'm just loving it. The tag is Willingly Heroes, Above and Beyond, and it comes like a little star.
Nice.
With stars, like cone hat that goes over the torpedo tip. And so it's really good. I really appreciate Blanco sharing this.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what Hennessy are you pairing that with, sir?
What makes you think it's Hennessy, my friend?
Because you tried beer once and you bitched about it.
I say Hennessy VS. Hennessy VS.
Come on. Come on. Even our listeners know.
What are you smoking, my friend?
I am going with an oldie but a goodie. It's an Undercrown Shade cigar.
All right.
Classic.
A nice staple of my humidor.
Yes.
I love Undercrown, as everyone knows.
Austin Classic.
Austin Classic. Sure. Let's go with that. I like it.
All right. And we are pairing that with?
I am pairing that with an Old Fashioned that I made Tullamore Dew Scotch. Well, it's Irish whiskey. It's Irish whiskey.
Irish whiskey. Scotch. Okay.
Irish whiskey.
I'm just happy.
It is an Old Fashioned. It's delicious.
I'm a sucker for an Old Fashioned.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Delicious. All right. So, sidebar. It's Dice. I gotta know.
All right.
When you get upset because somebody doesn't see your vision, are you sharing your passion or are you sharing frustration? And what's the difference?
Well, I know for me, when I have that passion, I want everyone to see my vision and enthuse on the same path as my passion. And when I get frustrated is if I think someone is seeing the same vision as me with the same passion I have, but yet they're going a different direction, I get frustrated because I thought we was on the same page. I thought we was on the same path. So now I'm frustrated with that person or that team or that group because they're obviously not moving in the same direction that I think they should move because it's my vision and my passion. But of course, that has to be me being an owner.
Right.
Or the facilitator, should I say.
Right. So for me, I would say passion because, you know, somebody's angry, right? Hey, I'm frustrated or I'm passionate about this project and I'm showing you guys my vision and I'm a little upset that maybe you're not going in the same direction as me. That's my passion speaking out. People could get upset and they kind of see that passion coming through. And that's a positive type energy to drive the team forward. When a leader gets frustrated, I see that as a negative type energy. Because you're frustrated, and usually frustration leads to anger and resentment and all these other things, and that ends up bringing down the team. It ends up, you know, muddying the vision a little bit, because then you don't communicate as clearly as you need to. So, you know, people can't see that vision as clear as you can, being the person with the vision.
You know, after you were saying that, it brought to mind, I don't know if you remember, was it LeBron in the finals? When who was it that took the ball and went the wrong direction?
Oh, dang. It wasn't JR, was it?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was JR.
Was it JR Smith?
Yeah, it was JR Smith. So JR Smith got the ball he started going the wrong direction. You could see LeBron's frustration because he held his hands out like, well, I could choke you right now. You just lost us the game. And that frustration, it showed on TV. Like everyone watching that game could see LeBron's frustration. because his frustration was with J.R. Smith, because the passion was to win the championship. That's what everybody wants to do. And then J.R. Smith, I guess he lost focus. I don't know if he had too much Hennessy before the game. J.R. Smith drank Hennessy, by the way.
He plays golf.
Now he plays golf. So I can definitely see that. So, yes, I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah, it is definitely one of those things where, you know, I see leaders, you know, if you're not as good of a communicator as you need to be, or you just, people aren't understanding your vision and you're passionate about that vision, you know, if you're really passionate, truly passionate about it, and you're passionate about leading people, you will explain it six ways from Sunday to make sure everybody understands what their role is in this vision to move this company or this team forward. If you're maybe not as passionate about it and people just don't get it, or they're lackadaisical and they're not showing the same energy and you get frustrated, that's only going to hinder you in trying to make all of these, you know, these moves, these plays, whatever you want to call them, and you're just going to end up getting more and more frustrated.
Okay, share a story. So a younger me, which isn't a full leader yet, I'm still learning the ropes of being this whole leader thing, right? So I'm trying to teach or train or show a younger guy how to do a certain task. Just wasn't getting it, wasn't paying attention. I don't know, he had feet for hands. I have no idea what was going on, but I 100% was frustrated, and I lost exactly what you're saying. I was anger. It was just frustrating to no end. So what I ended up doing was ostracizing that one person from the team. Like, you can go stand in the parking lot. I don't care what you do right now. I just want you out of my face, out of my building, out of my team. Get away from me. Now that I know, I grew from that, and that's where it spawned the term, you probably heard me say it before, is DICE dummy terms. Because obviously I explained it. Now I gotta break it down to, I tease, but I gotta break it down to almost a toddler level, to where Barney the person, yeah, to where, yeah, like that, where the person can actually understand what I'm trying to get them to do, to see the same vision, to get the same passion of the task that I had to begin with.
Right.
But it took time to get there, because there's so many people I've been frustrated with, and I'm like, you know what, you can go back to the house or something, because I don't have time for you.
Right. I remember when you were teaching me, and I was coming up as a young leader. I had an individual, and I was trying to teach this guy, and everybody had given up on him. And I was like, I'm not going to give up on this guy. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to make sure this guy gets it. And I worked and I worked and I worked and I worked with that guy, and he couldn't get it. And I finally was like, Dice, I can't train this guy. He is untrainable. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Yeah, and because I would go over something and I'd explain to him, all right, man, let's talk me through this one task. And he'd go, all right, well, it's this. And I'm like, cool, you got it almost right. Here's where you missed. Like, now say it to me again, right? And he'd be like, okay. And he'd say the exact same thing. I'm like, how's this even? I felt like Rocket when he was talking to Baby Groot. Like, how is that even possible? Like, I was like, no, man, it's this. And like, and I was trying to teach him, and I was like, all right, here's how it all works together. See the part that you're missing? Like, you missed this one critical part of this task. And he's like, oh, yeah. I get it. So I need to do this. I'm like, yeah. And I was like, all right, now talk to me again. And he just would say the same thing. I'm like, dude, so eventually it got to the point where I was just like, you know, I'm done with this dude. And I turned him over to you. I was like, Dice, I can't teach this guy. I was like, he's unteachable. And I think you even came up and was like, that dude's dumber than a box of rocks, but holy shit. I just couldn't get through to him.
I know throughout my journey, I started picking up those that are dumb as a box of rocks, and I was trying to utilize them, you know, utilize the tools that are provided. So right. However I need to utilize these tools that are provided, maybe I can find something else, because they're not getting a complicated task. They're not getting semi-complicated. They're only getting a mediocre task. So, okay, I will use them to the nth degree for mediocre tasks only until they can grow up or however they need to see fit. But I do know the frustration that sets in. I have found myself talking to people like, I don't want to say like they're dumb, but talking to people like they're first graders until I realize the level of intelligence that they actually have.
Yeah.
Now, the really intelligent people, eventually they get frustrated with me. Like, why are you talking to me like that? Perfect. I'm glad you said that. Now we can move forward to the next phase. Then I understand that you're not one of these people that like the common sense. You're not one of these people that I have to hold your hand. So now I can move on to the next phase of training or teaching or whatever to move forward. But until then, I have to keep everybody on a certain level. That, sir, it prevents me from getting frustrated.
Yeah. And, you know, passion is a great thing. You know, people look at like Elon Musk, right? That dude has passion.
Vision. You know,
he has a vision. He's passionate about it. He communicates it. And I think he expects people on his team to be just as passionate as he is, which is great, but that's not always going to be the case. But he also will get frustrated with people really quickly and just, fine, you're done, you're fired, get out. You don't want to do it, just get out. And I think, I don't want to say that's a foul necessarily, because obviously he's doing stuff right. I mean, Tesla is successful, SpaceX has been successful, you know, we finally are flying people from to the International Space Station from the U.S. for the first time in, what, 12 years or whatever?
Yeah.
So, you know, it obviously is successful, but it definitely alienates a lot of people. So you got to be wary that passion does not flow into frustration and cloud that vision up.
Correct. You're absolutely... You know, a person that I can think of right now that has so much passion, like no one can ever deny how much passion this guy has, but his leadership is very much lacking. And once I say his name, you're gonna be like, aha.
I feel like I might know who you talk about, but go ahead.
Would you think I'm talking about Westbrook?
Yes.
Yes, Westbrook has all the passion in the world, but as you can see, he's traded from team to team because I think he lacks the leadership. He has the vision on the court. He has the passion to get to the basket. He, what, 3 years in a row in the seasons that he had triple doubles?
Yeah, he averaged a triple double 3 seasons in a row, broke the all-time NBA record of triple doubles in a season, took it from Oscar Robertson. First thing to be done in, what, 75 years or something like that?
Umpteen million years.
Yeah, and so, you know, he won MVP. That was all great. But he had a very prickly leadership style. And it just didn't work out the way he needed it. And I think, you know, even Stephen A. right now is talking how all the onus is on Westbrook to win a championship because he's played with greats like LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, Victor Oladipo,
Durant,
Harden again, you know, all of these great teammates, and now he's with Kawhi Leonard and potentially Paul George again. Brother, what else do you need to win a championship? He has passion. Nobody can fight him on that.
Whenever they talk about him, I've never hear like his leadership on the court. I've never, like, there's other players like Charles Barkley, his leadership on the court. LeBron, as much as I don't care too much for LeBron James, they still talk about his leadership on the court.
Yeah.
Westbrook, I don't recall ever hearing, oh, his leadership on the court. So I think he has the passion, it's just leadership. So it's possible to have nothing but passion running through you. And when you don't get to the end, it's always frustrating. Which you can see the frustration on his face when he's doing interviews and talking to people. He's getting frustrated. It's like, what more do you want? I have all the passion in the world.
Right, but he doesn't have the leadership. And so it boils over in frustration and clouds that vision. And you see it too when he gets frustrated when his team gets down. He'll just run down the court, pull up, brick. Go down, they score, come down, and he keeps trying. He gets 13 down, he'll come, pull up, brick. And he just... back and forth and back and forth, and I'm like, brother, you stopped using your team. You're frustrated. Yeah. You stopped using your team. And at that point, I think the coach needs to step in and pull him and say, you got to calm down until you're good to go. I'm not putting you back in, and kind of give him that jarring, like, wait, what?
That's when I think he needs like the old school leadership style of like maybe Phil Jackson or someone like that. Someone that can rein him in, not like George Karl. I don't like some of the great coaches that are out there. He needs to be under that
tutelage.
Yeah, that's who I was trying to think of. To kind of rein that in. I don't think anyone has actually attempted or tried.
Yeah, I think they just kind of let him run wild. I mean, I look at his when he was with Oklahoma City, I looked at his previous coaches, right? He had Scott Brooks, who in my personal opinion is not that great of a coach. I don't think he's a bad coach, but I don't think he's one of the greats. He's not a Popovich or a, you know.
I don't think he knows how to deal with egos.
Right. So he's just kind of, okay, you guys go do stuff. and then he had Billy Donovan, who's now in Chicago. And, he's playing with a lot more selfless players. And then now he's under Ty Lue, who I think Ty Lue is a great coach. But yeah, so passion versus frustration. It is a fine line to walk, in my opinion. It is something every leader needs to be cognizant of within themselves. Because if you aren't careful, you're going to let your passion boil over in frustration.
Yeah, you can see like some of the NBA players, when they get frustrated with something, they'll punch the iron or the wall, or they'll bat the basketball into the stands or something. Then they get a tech. Yeah, and you're like, if they could just rein that in and focus more on the team and try to pull the team together instead of getting frustrated with A, their team, or B, themselves. I know there's plenty of times Barkley's been at the free throw line, and you can see him where he kind of hits himself on the head a little bit, like, I need to get it together. But he's having like his own little pep talk to himself. That way it's not focused on the whole team as a whole. And then he comes back. Of course, he never won a championship. Thanks, Michael. but I mean, he's definitely showed restraint over time, because he didn't have that throughout his whole career.
Right. You look at somebody like a fresher face, right? Like Luka punted a ball into the stands because he was frustrated. He was passionate, but he was frustrated.
Yeah.
So, he's frustrated at the refs for whatever foul and whatever slight the refs did at that point, because we all blame the refs, right?
Yeah. You're playing against two teams. You're playing against the refs and you're playing against the opposing team.
Yeah, of course. Everyone always does that.
Would you say that you can't have passion without frustration?
No. I would say you can't have frustration without passion.
Okay.
But I think you can have passion without the frustration. But I think it takes self-control.
Right. It's definitely something a lot of people, even I have to restrain myself a lot, because there's times where if someone says something, there's certain things that will set me off. Like, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it on this guy. He just told me I don't know. Who's supposed to know? You're the one that's supposed to know. That's why I'm asking you. And now you're telling me, I'm getting worked up now thinking about it. So,
what did he not know?
His job, motherfucker. If your whole job is widget A, that's your whole job, and I come to you because you're part of my team and you're supposed to produce widget A, then I ask you, hey, when is widget A going to be done? And you're like, I don't know. Okay, now I'm frustrated. Now I am 100% frustrated. My passion is to have widget A, B, and C done, and now I can't even get A because you don't know.
Yeah.
Why are we paying you?
Yeah.
Why are you here? I can do it. If you're not here, let me do it.
And that's where Elon Musk comes in and is like, fine, you're fired. Get out. I'll find somebody else to do it.
I read that in his book, and it always hit me when, like, coding or whatever he was doing for PayPal, but it was called X.com or something at the time for coding. Like, what do you mean you can't? You know what? I'll nighter, do a line of coke or whatever I do, and I'll do it all night. I'll do the code myself. You're useless to me. Go away.
Yeah. Oh, this cracks me up.
Frustrated, but kept his eye on his passion, even though he's frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you. I agree with you turning my question around.
Yeah. See, boom, boom, boom. Got that. I'm winning. Winning, folks.
All we do is win, win, win.
No yeah. Keep it for anyone. Keep a score at home. I am one. Dice is zero.
Ah. All right. fair enough. Now that makes me angry. I'm frustrated. Ah. I can't believe I'm zero.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think leaders just need to be. I think there's a certain level of introspection, self-awareness that a leader has to possess to be effective. And one of those tools is feel yourself getting frustrated. I know with my kid, he frustrates me to no end when he doesn't listen. And I can feel myself getting frustrated or I see my wife getting frustrated or something like that. And that's just usually when either I just walk away or I step in and let my wife walk away or something like that. Because I know I'm about to say something that I regret or do something that I regret, and I don't want to do that. So I have to, all right, I'm just going to take a step back. And because, you know, he's trying, whatever the case is, he thinks he's trying. When I've, told him 6 ways from Sunday to put his shoes away. And he's like, oh, I'm just playing with my Hot Wheels. I'm like, mother trucker, dude. Punch you in the square in the throat.
You're lucky it's illegal for me to do this right now. I don't know if you heard the story. I know I heard it. Maybe I heard it on another podcast. I'm not sure. Whatever. So it's the story of the kid slamming the car door. So the kid's father has like an old hoopy car. In order to shut the car door, you have to slam it. You have to shut it like a man. You got to really put some oomph behind it to get the door to shut properly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the same kid is riding in the car with his grandfather. Now his grandfather doesn't have a hoopty. Grandfather has like a nice whatever, let's say Cadillac. You can shut the door with a finger, no problem. It'll close, correct?
Yeah.
So the kid gets out and slams the door like his father's car. Puts oomph behind it. You gotta get it. You gotta put it in there. And you can tell the grandfather's frustrated because like, why the hell are you slamming my damn car door? This is the greatest Cadillac ever made in the world, and you're slamming the door. Instead of getting frustrated, got down and he talked to the kid, be like, hey, I understand you're shutting the car door and you're slamming it. I'm just, why are you slamming the car door? Why are you not putting your shoes away? What is the basis behind this? So of course, as a 6-year-old or whatever, they're going to explain, be like, I had to do this, my dad's car. Well, I wanted to educate you. You don't need to do that all the time.
Yeah.
So that's the passion is that car, because that's who doesn't have passion for that car, especially if it's a shiny Cadillac, right?
Right.
So instead of getting frustrated and yelling at the kid, maybe spanking him, whooping him, yelling, whatever, to where the kid is like, I have no idea what's going on.
Got down.
And
that beat me.
Yeah. So now instead of getting frustrated, he actually used communication. Now that only works if you can keep the kid's attention long enough to figure out what's the basis behind it, of course. But I emulate that with certain things that goes on, like, okay, why did you do such and such? It, essentially, it's like peeling the onion back assessing the situation, which, you know, that saying is so dear to my heart.
Oh yeah, I love it. Gotta assess that situation, coach. Are you in your first third?
I'm definitely in my first third, sir. For this, I am definitely getting leather and oak. It is singing in harmony. I have no qualms about this cigar.
Nice. I know we're running out of time for the sidebar. I'm getting cream nuttiness with a hint of leather on the back end. It's delicious, as always. It's an underground shade. I expect nothing else from this cigar. But since we're running close on time, if I'm keeping track of my time correctly, box 5 or single?
I would definitely pick up a box of these.
Yeah,
they're perfect. They're not overpowering. It's just a great sit down, enjoy the time, and relax smoke. I wouldn't say there's any frills about it. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, Austin, you definitely got to try this cigar. But it's definitely something I can sit down with and enjoy to no end. If a box of them was in my humidor, wouldn't be upset at all.
Nice. Okay. Okay. Fair enough. I think everyone knows what I'm going to say for this one. Box
single.
Worthy all
it's
day.
It's going to be a single.
Single all day. No, it's a box. Box all day. I got a box of Undercrown Maduros in my humidor. Love to have a box of Undercrown Shades. These are one of my favorite cigars to pair with coffee in the mornings. Just because that creamy nuttiness kind of comes out. It's a Connecticut shade type thing. Oh, it's so good. I think I'm going to try cutting this next cigar. The next cigar that I have with these, I'm going to try cutting it a little bit differently. I normally do a deep V cut on this.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try a punch. Just to see, because shade is so fragile, that wrapper is so fragile. I just want to see if that makes any bit of difference. Worst case scenario, I DV cut it halfway through or something. But I'm interested to see how that works out. But yeah, box worthy all day, every day. Love the cigar.
I have to agree with you on that. That's one of my favorites. It's definitely an excellent go-to cigar. One thing I really do like about it is normally, I'll say 99% of the time, they're available.
Yeah.
The availability of it actually plays a good part in that cigar.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's consistent, too. It's consistent. I have yet to pick up a cigar. Now, you know, I'll have burn issues here and there, whatever, not a big deal. But it's consistent. The flavor's consistent. The burn line's usually pretty consistent. And my draw is always good. It's just well-made cigar.
Perfect. So you can't have frustration without passion.
I agree.
All right. I will say this was a very well-spoken sidebar.
I always agree because, you know, I always think we speak eloquently and amazingly.
I just like sidebars because I can pretty much say what I want. There's no script.
Yeah.
For those that's listening, there's no script for sidebars. We just talk.
Well, yeah, we are coming up with this off the top of our heads, and a very much of a conversational thing. We love these sidebars because they're fun. But until next time, remember, great leaders smoke great cigars.
All right, and you're Austin.
And you're Dice.
All right, until next time.
Thank you for listening to Leadership of the Leaf. The comments and opinions expressed by the host and guests does not reflect the opinions of those that broadcast this show, nor does it reflect any of our affiliates.